In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A key pillar supporting the bull market has been companies buying back their own stock. Corporate share repurchases are still taking place, but at a slower pace, which has investors and analysts worried. Is there cause for worry? Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Chris Dietrich. Chris, first of all, talk about the dimension of the slowdown in stock buybacks.
Well, so just to take a step back, we've seen this persistent buying from U.S. companies for years, and it's really been one of the leading drivers of the U.S. stock rally, this sort of persistent repurchases of shares. And over the last couple quarters, we've seen that number come down. It's still growing, but it's growing at a slower clip. So in the most recent quarter, we had that number come down by about 7.4%. And this has been a persistent worry for investors in recent years. To what extent would minimizing the purchases by corporations potentially leave the stock market vulnerable if one of the biggest buyers steps back? So there is that worry.
So is it that if earnings slip, at least they have stock buybacks to fall back on?
There's a lot of different ways to look at buybacks. On one hand, they're clearly supporting the market. On the other hand, critics will say that companies that are sitting on cash could be better utilizing that money by, say, investing in a new factory, for instance, or raising dividends or other sort of general business purposes. But what you've seen in recent years is these companies will, when earnings are stagnant, removing the supply of shares in the market actually just by definition makes their earnings look better per share. So you'll see this EPS grow. So you saw buybacks surge in the first part of last year as the market was falling, and there was a sort of need to step in and support the market and sort of boost earnings in that way. And so earnings have actually been really good over the past couple quarters. So one way to look at this is that the earnings of U.S. companies look a little bit more pure than they might otherwise have were they not repurchasing shares.
Well, then should we be worried?
So no. And a key reason for that is that companies have been tapping the debt markets. Interest rates have been exceedingly low in recent years. So what they've done is they've issued bonds, using the proceeds from those bonds to buy back their own shares. Now, Amazon.com this week launched a massive bond issuance in order to fund its acquisition of Whole Foods. And the demand for this bond issuing was so strong that analysts were talking about how it's very clear that companies, if they need to, will be easily able to issue more bonds. The demand is so strong for them that they can sort of instantly turn the spigot back on, repurchase shares. So this, you have this sort of illusory concern that the biggest buyer of U.S. stocks is stepping back. But in fact, as indicated this week, they can step right back in if necessary.
I'm speaking with Chris Dietrich of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Chris, you write that there doesn't seem to be a need for many large companies to support their stock or their earnings per share with stock buybacks. But I guess you can say if that changes, the bond market appears poised to step in.
Right. Well, if you think of share buybacks as a means to support the stock market to the advantage of shareholders, we really don't need that this year, right? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500 have hit repeated records. We're very close to all-time highs. So, chief financial officers at these big companies are no doubt reticent to repurchase their own shares at very high prices. So, in a way, they just simply don't have a need at the moment. But I think the key point here is that if the concern is companies are no longer able to repurchase shares, that does not seem to be the case. And so this key buyer of the market is although it's been quiet of late, seems easily poised to step back in should these companies choose.
Let me ask you this. Do companies feel some sort of pressure not to repurchase shares because there's been a call for more CapEx spending, you know, to put more money into the company?
There's no doubt that there's considerable debate about the merits of this as a strategy, as a corporate strategy. So I think there is some pressure, right? But you need to feel optimistic about the U.S. economy in order to invest in people, invest in new plant, invest in new equipment. And so for years, that's been lacking to some extent. And so there is the flip side, too, that if this money is deployed more opportunistically, that'll be better for the U.S. economy. So there are a lot of different ways to look at it. But certainly the fact that the buyers have stepped back is in some ways emblematic of the strong stock market and optimism about the U.S. economy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chris Dietrich, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.